And you're very welcome back to Near FM. Now, I should be joined on the line by Moira Hart. Good morning to you, Moira.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not too bad this morning. Now, Moira, you're speaking to us there from Wexford in your lovely Lavender Farm, sunny southeast Wexford. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Lovely sunny day.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, Moira, tell us a little bit about the Lavender Farm. You're the first one in Ireland, I believe.
We're the first kind of commercial, open to the public lavender farm, yes, that's right.
And for people who don't know much about lavender, tell us a little bit about how you grow, when it blossoms and the benefits of it.
It's in full blossom now, so July and August would be the peak flowering season. It's very calming, not necessarily for the girls that are working on the lavender farm, but it's beautiful at the moment. We've had a lovely dry summer. People buy the little bags of dried lavender to put under their pillow and the oil to put in their bath. It's calming, it's relaxing.
Mm. Well, we all know, yeah, lavender is very relaxing. But it'd be actually lovely to go down, take a walk along. I'm sure the smell on your farm must be beautiful.
Yes, it is. It is definitely the moment. It's really strong this year. We've had quite a dry winter and a sunny summer.
Okay.
So it's in really good form at the moment.
And tell us a little bit about, it's a working farm, is it?
It is, yeah. We've additional land here that's let out and that is farmed, and we've 2 acres of lavender. We've a playground, we've woodland walks, our land goes down to the local wood, so you can go from the lavender field down to the wood to have a walk. And the rest of the farm is a mixture of dairy and crops.
Great. And are you open every day to the public?
We're not open on a Monday. We close Mondays and we're open 6 days a week from 10:30 to 5 o'clock.
And tell us a little bit, if people are listening, they haven't actually probably used anything, any herbs or... Because that's what we kind of try to talk about and to, I suppose, get people interested is in... obviously like herbs and like I can't think of the word at the moment, but lavender, lemon, all these types of herbs, they seem to be on the increase here in Ireland. People seem to go into alternative methods to use for ailments.
It's a natural product.
Yeah,
it's 100% natural. We farm organically. We're with the Organic Trust here in Ireland, in Dublin, so we don't use any pesticides. We cut the lavender by hand and it's all weeded by hand. We sell culinary lavender, which many people don't think about. It is actually edible. It's a cousin of rosemary. So we put it in scones and biscuits and ice cream. We sell small jars of it, and you can use it in food. We also put it in our salad dressing, which was very popular.
Mm.
So I think people think of it more of a perfume, but it can also be used. Like you said, it's a herb, so it's an edible herb as well.
And for ailments, what type of ailments would you use lavender for?
It's good for scarring and insect bites. You can put it neat. You can put neat oil onto, not an open wound, obviously, but to help scarring once a wound was healed up. And we put it on our dog's collars because it's camphorous and it repels the fleas.
Mm.
There's all sorts of research coming out at the moment. I keep reading about it online about all the medicinal purposes of lavender, but I think there's a lot of research going on at the moment.
Yeah, that's true. It seems to be getting, but lavender out of all of them will probably be the main one. It's kind of calming, as you said, it'll probably help you sleep as well. It's kind of.
Yeah,
like
lots of people say that. They buy it and they put it in the small bags, put it under a pillow. Or they have a bath and they put a few drops of essential oil in the bath, or you can put it in a burner, an oil burner, obviously, and it makes the home smell lovely. And I put it in my car as a natural air freshener as well.
Oh, very good. And so if people go down to the farm, they're allowed to pick some lavender and bring it home with them, yeah?
Yeah, we're doing cut your own now. We started that this year. It's supervised, so we do it between 11 and 12 in the morning when it's kind of at its best early in the day, and that's also when the bees are not as active.
Mm.
And if that time doesn't suit people, we have it for sale. We have fresh bunches for sale inside our gift shop.
All right, Mary. I'm joined the studio with Mary and Michael, and Mary would just like to ask you one or two questions, Moira.
Okay.
Yes, good morning, Maura. It's fascinating.
Hello, Mary.
Fascinating to hear about your lavender farm. Is there much competition in your business, and is there a big market for it out there?
There's definitely competition. We don't sell. We only sell retail in our shop. I do get asked quite often about bulk quantity, and we sell, we dry the lavender and we strip it and we put it in little bags, but I only really sell that here at the shop because we have 2 acres, so it's not a huge volume. So you really wouldn't be able to compete here in Ireland with France and Bulgaria and the mass producers where they have the weather.
So are you the only farm in Ireland?
We are at the moment, yes, yeah. We're the only kind of commercial. There's quite a few in the UK. There might be maybe 12 or 13 lavender farms in the UK. There's Norfolk Lavender's been there since 1932.
Very interesting. Where did you get the idea from?
I guess I've always loved lavender, and obviously I grew up in the UK, so I'd been to visit many of the lavender farms over there. I went to France a couple of times in the summer to see the lavender fields there. That was my inspiration, really. And did the research and discovered that there wasn't anybody doing it here.
Great. And do you need a sunny climate to grow it, or is it glasshouses?
You do, yeah. I mean, it is a Mediterranean herb, so it does love the sun. We only grow a couple of varieties here that are fully hardy. There are about 60 different varieties of lavender, and a lot of it wouldn't grow happily in Ireland because it's too wet. So full sun and good drainage are the main two factors with lavender.
Lovely. Look forward to paying a visit to you and purchasing some lavender from you. Thank you.
Great.
That's
okay.
Great,
all
Moira.
Right,
so for listeners out there, Moira, where exactly are you in Wexford if they want to take a visit?
We're in North Wexford, so we're about halfway between Arklow and Gorey, just off the M11.
Oh, right, that's too far.
I think it's junction 21 from Arklow South, and also we're near a little village called Inch.
Okay. No, well. And do you have to book before you go, or can you just arrive down?
Okay. No, we're an open farm. So it's during June, July and August, it's €2 to park. No, we don't. We take bookings. If people want to come and do a distillery tour, it's 10 people or more, and that's by booking. Or if it's large groups, if you're coming on a coach or anything, then obviously we need to be pre-booked. But otherwise, if it's just general visitors, no, it's just an open farm.
So, as you said, it's an open farm. Do you have animals on it as well?
We have a few ducks and a pony and a goat.
Okay, so it's something for everybody. For the adults, yeah. It's some lavender, the children, the animals, and you have a coffee
shop
as well.
The playground and the walks.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
We have a gift shop and a coffee shop, exactly.
Brilliant. Have you a web address?
We do. It's wexfordlavenderfarm.com.
Okay.
And there's a Facebook page and an Instagram page as well.
Right, so if people want to have a look before they go, they can have a look.
Yeah,
the
there's lots
well.
Of pictures on the Facebook page.
And that's just Wexford Lavender Farm as well, yeah?
Wexford Lavender, I think it's Wexford Lavender or Wexford Lavender Farm, yeah.
Great. Okay, Maura, well, good luck with that, and looking forward to take a trip down sometime to have a look. It sounds really, really interesting, and thanks for talking to us this morning on ERFM.
No problem.
Okay,
all
thank
right.
you.
Okay, thank
bye
you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.